Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine, the current floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Yes. I got a charge against my account for $64.99. Now, she's saying that a trial started and end for 14 days, and then it ended on the 23rd. Now, the 23rd was just 2 days ago, and I asked her to give me my money back because I can't take the product because my doctor said it's not good for me. Not that it's not good for me. So I called, I canceled, and then today I get the charge. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
And if they give me back my $64.99, then they'll be done with me. I won't.
May I have your zip code?
90710.
Your first and last name along with your address?
Sheila Reedus, 24402 Marigold Avenue, Harbor City, California, 90710.
Okay, so it shows that the order was placed with us on March the 8th, where you pay the shipping handling cost to receive the Keto Ascend along with the Keto Ascend cleanser. When you signed up.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
When you signed up, according to the terms and conditions, it indicates that it's a 14-day trial and that the trial begins on the day of the order being placed. So with that being said, you have 14 days from the day of the order being submitted to then cancel to avoid being billed for the product. You mentioned that it was 2 days ago that the trial period ended. However, there is no grace period. If you don't cancel on 14 days, on the 15th day, the system will bill you. It looks like the charge declined on the first time, and then it was able to bill you successfully on the 25th. We do have a non-return.
But under a different name.
Okay, well, you were billed under the same products for the same products that you were billed for when you signed up. The shipping and handling charges were charged individually, and those items are priced individually as well. The name that shows up on your billing statement is for billing purposes only. That's beyond our control. However, the terms and conditions are considered a legal binding agreement. It does show that you indicated that you were over the age of 18 and older, and that you also understood and agreed to the terms, which gave us full authorization to bill you. And unfortunately, it does make the charges non-refundable. So what the previous agent was informing you was correct. We do have a non-refund policy, being that it has exceeded the 14-day trial period. She did cancel you from any further transactions, but we are unable to process any refunds for that particular charge.
So you guys didn't get your money the first time, so then they billed me under another name?
No, ma'am, that's not how it works. You have two separate products. You are billed individually for both of those items. It shows that one of the products was successfully charged and the other was declined. If you take a look at your billing statement on the day that you were billed the shipping and handling charges, those two separate names show up the same way. It's nothing different. That's how the company bills, and it's the end of the trial charge that was billed to you at that time.
No, they didn't say all that. They didn't. But that, okay, that's fine. That's fine. Thank you so much. And you have a good evening. And I mean, that's no way to do customer service. Because if it were me, I would say, I'm so sorry. I didn't get the long thing that you just said. They just said it's a 14-day trial. Didn't tell me, I didn't know anything about there's going to be, we're going to fully charge you if you don't cancel. Bye. I don't have a piece of paper that says that. No one said that.
Well, yes, ma'am, the information is implemented online. I'm not sure how you may have overlooked, but it definitely would have been provided to you prior to placing your order. So I'm sorry for any misunderstandings, but you have been canceled from any further transactions effective immediately. And thank you for calling customer service, and have a good evening.